Mark 4. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" And later, verse 41, they were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. In Galatians 5, the Apostle Paul contrasts living by the sinful human nature and living by the Spirit of God. He lists activities of the sinful nature, and it's a nasty list. The fruitless works of darkness. Then he goes on, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. On Wednesday we heard about love, yesterday about joy. Today we see an example of perfect peace. Of course, all of these are subjects too vast to be considered in 8 or 8.5 minutes. And all of these fruits of the Spirit are related because they all have to do with Jesus Christ, of whom the Spirit testifies. Perfect love casts out fear, and peace could be thought of as the absence of fear in the midst of any tumult. In this case, the tumult was a storm on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus had finished a hard day's work of teaching and preaching, and he wanted to go to the other side. They took him along, tired as he was. They could handle the boat just fine without his help, couldn't they? Of course, then came the sudden storm. Furious gusts of wind pounded the sea into great waves. The same wind probably made it hard to move the boat where one would like to face the waves, and the boat was in the process of being filled with water. Now these experienced sailors were in a panic. They could do nothing more against the storm. They went back to where Jesus was still sleeping in the back of the boat, sleeping in the midst of the howling wind and crashing waves. Sleeping in spite of the wash of water that was filling the boat. What a picture of peace in the midst of a turbulent world. And the disciples in their panic said, "Is it of no concern to you that we are perishing?" And the distress cry of these pitifully weak sailors did what all the tumult of the storm had not been able to do. Woke him up. That cry for help he heard. Then Jesus got up, and Mark says he rebuked the wind, the same method by which he had handled the demons who had faced him. And having rebuked the wind, he turned to the sea and said, "Be muzzled." And immediately there was a great calm. Then he turned to the disciples and chided them for their lack of faith. They had not really even asked him to save them. We can see that from their astonishment when he did cause the great calm. What they had said to Jesus when they woke him up was, "We are perishing," and they included Jesus. "We are all perishing and you're just sleeping." Of course, he was in perfect peace. And now when the great calm came, Mark says, they were terrified. Now they suddenly realized that they were in the presence of a greater power than the storm that had just threatened to snuff out their lives. And this too brought fear to their hearts. And the answer to both of their fears was right there in the boat with them. The answer to their fear of the storm was the power of God in His Son, Jesus Christ. If they saw Him as He was, the Son of the living God, they could have the assurance that He would take care of them. For this is what the Lord says, He who created you, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. This is the answer that we need too, isn't it, in the storms of life. The trouble and disappointment, the loneliness, the opposition, the sickness, the temptations that we face. The Lord is with us and sealed His word by giving His life on the cross and rising again to declare Himself to be Emmanuel, God with us. And the other fear, the fear of the calm. Sometimes our flesh does cry out, I prefer the storms, at least I can flex my muscles there. Do something. I feel like I'm doing something anyway, but in the awful calm, I sit in the hand of God, and I sit with nothing to do but trust Him. He controls everything for me. Again, the answer to that fear is Jesus. For in Him we see that God did care that we were perishing, cared so much that He gave His one and only Son to die in our place. So now if God loves us, we surely need not fear His power. Why should we fear our lives resting in the palm of His hand? Even if it seems that nothing is happening in our lives, that need not be our concern. In His hands, it is His concern. What manner of man is this? He's the Son of God with power, and the Son of Man who passed through every storm and who passes through every storm with us. He understands what we need and when we need it, and He will give us what we need when we need it. Hymn 783, stanzas 2 through 4. 783, stanzas 2 through 4.